WWIB, Mark, Caleb, Hillary in studio, 31 degrees, 720. Hillary,
yes.
The family down in Chicago over the weekend.
We were. I have a ton of family down there. And so we actually went down there for a museum program for the kids. They went behind the scenes and studied mummies and
nice.
Did all kinds of stuff at the Field Museum and got to see, like, the inner workings of the museum, which was
that is
super
so cool.
Cool.
Yeah, that is
yeah it was very cool. Becca was regaling us with, did you knows? All the way home.
Yeah.
But my husband and I, we walked and walked and walked some more. And we just, like, bummed the city while the kids were at the museum thing, which was great fun. So I thought you guys would appreciate this because you're sportsy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Cubs. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not a big fan of them, but we beat them game 163, took
so
the division.
So that's okay. Yep, took the division. Well, but the Cubs, the curse of the Cubs, you know,
yes.
the old blah. And it started with, what's his name, that owned the restaurant, the Billy Goat. We ate at the Billy Goat.
You ate at the, what did you have?
The only thing you can have at the Billy Goat, cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's, we had cheeseburgers, chips, no fries.
How was it?
Coke, no Pepsi. It was fun. You know, it was kitschy and fun. It was a little
yeah.
sketchy. I didn't know where we were going at first. My husband was like, oh, no, we're eating at the Billy Goat. Oh, okay, cool. I hadn't been there before.
Sure.
It's underground.
Underground?
Like, it used to be street level, but then they raised the street, and so now it's on lower.
I thought maybe there was just a sinkhole in it.
It's on lower Michigan Ave, so you actually have to, like, go down,
wow.
and it's cool.
Huh.
It's kind of funky. It's underground. Really cool old joint.
Yeah.
Lots of cool memorabilia, pictures of people that have eaten there and whatnot on the walls. I really had to use the restroom, so I thought, well, this will be interesting. Because it can be a little sketchy, you know.
Sure.
I mean, it's a little dated in there. I walked in, and it was like I went through this magical porthole to the most gorgeous restroom I've ever
really?
Been to in my life.
Is that right?
I'm like,
what are the chances?
What happened? I mean, like, marble beautiful, like,
wow.
marble tiles on the walls and recess. I'm like, this is so weird. It's like, one of these things is not like the others.
Huh.
But it was super fun. And
wow.
we ate at a piece of history and local legend, and it was
you
super
talk Chicago,
cool.
You talk deep dish pizza, the Chicago hot dogs.
Yeah.
And
oh, we also had Chicago dogs. When
yes,
we were
you
there.
Did.
Yes, of course. Of
and
course.
Then is it like Ed DeBevick's where like the waiters, the waitstaff kind of will comment? That it's almost like improv comedy.
Yeah,
interacting
we've not
with you,
been
like
there.
That. Yeah.
We've not been
I think
there.
Years
yet,
ago,
yeah.
I dined there. So,
so yeah, super fun. We also went into you would like this, the Tribune Tower. We went into the Tribune Tower,
nice.
Which was stunning and beautiful. I have pictures for you, Mark. So.
Huh.
Super cool because you're newsy.
All right. Well, you logged you walked a lot. You
yeah,
drove a lot.
Yeah, over 7 miles. Huh. Lots of driving, lots of walking. Unbelievable. But
all right.
Super fun.
You went south. Caleb's going east. And Caleb, hey, highlight real quick. Friday night, kind of a surprise for Chi High football, right?
Yeah, yeah. Knocked off Hudson. So Hudson was in line to win the conference, and Chi High knocked them off and then got into the playoffs. And then they'll be headed to Kimberly this Friday night, as will I, assuming that we get sponsor support. So step up, Chippewa community.
Please. All right. We need some sponsors. WOGO Sports for Chi High football. The Cards traveling to Kimberly Friday night.
We wake up show here in WWIB. So Hillary and her family did some Chicagoing, including walking over 7 miles
yes.
with she and her husband. So if that didn't make you in good enough shape as well, there is now a new study showing that doctors may soon prescribe visits to the museum for our health.
I was at the museum as well.
So
a museum.
You
yes.
should be in tip-top shape right now.
Rock on.
Art Heals is the philosophy behind a new initiative from the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts, which will allow doctors to prescribe a visit to a museum.
So cool.
I mean, honestly, there's a lot of different reasons
behind
that.
Will my insurance
that,
pay for the
what does it improve? Like, what is the ailment that, you're going to have to go to the museum?
So yeah. here's it's from Dr. Helene Boyer. She says that we secrete hormones when we visit a museum, and these hormones are responsible for our well-being. So for decades, we've heard this, you know, serotonin, cortisol, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
When
right.
you exercise, it's like, oh, you exercise, it releases this, you feel better. Well, according to her new study, she says visiting a museum has that same effect. So there's still a component of exercise, I would think, because when you're walking around a museum, if it's big enough, but no, if you're not a jogger, maybe just try go looking at some displays.
Right. Just sit on a bench in the peacefulness and gaze upon whatever.
One of the things I love so much about growing up is that my parents took the time to take us to some of these places. I mean, Science Museum, and we love the Omni Theater, but it'd be like, oh, they have such and such a display, so we're going tornadoes. We're going
right.
to go learn about tornadoes. It made learning so much fun to be in a museum. And I love the Children's Museum here in Eau Claire. My kids enjoy that. And it's like, For some kids, mm-hmm. too, you almost have to kind of like slipping a dog's pill in with a piece of bacon.
Yes.
They need to not know that they're learning. Mm-hmm. So they are learning. But, you know, and I love museums.
Make
they're
learning
such a great
fun,
part of
though.
Society.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota?
No, but I think of you guys every time I drive by that. Like, when we're headed down to my grandparents in Iowa, it's like Spam Museum. I'm like, oh. Hillary and
Stop.
Dean.
Stop. It's so fun. Mark, did you even know there was such a thing?
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's like the best museum. It's super fun.
I see them at the State Fair or like in West Dallas.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, a Spam Museum is fun. You get free samples of Spam, too. So, you know, talk
so
about
So you and your famous, are, you and your husband like Spam? Is that the...
We do enjoy Spam. Mm-hmm. Yes, we really, really
Dean
do.
Is, we'll actually, have to get Dean's Spam recipes at some point.
We make Spam
with some fried eggs, maybe a little corned beef hash.
Yeah, we'll even like slice it, and then we have cookie cutters. We'll like cut little Spam shapes. We have a pig cookie cutter, which is maybe a little morbid, but we'll cut little Spam
shapes.
That's
wonderful.
You may get your own exhibit at the Spam Museum.
I know they should.
A girl can dream. I mean, really, that would be kind of the best.
All right, Blanca just goes with Blanca. I guess I'd be Halvo. You guys, if you went with just one name, you'd be just Caleb or Hillary, or would you have something that would use your last name?
I don't know. I don't know what I'd be. My kids called me Hill K-pop the other day, but apparently that was not a
I was called Cubby Bear, but that was too.
What
that's
bear?
Too, so.
Cubby Bear?
Cubby Bear, yeah.
Oh, all right. Is that your wife or your children?
My mom.
Oh! That's even better. I love
well,
that.
Well, it was because I always had this teddy bear growing up, and then when my older brother, who's just over a year older than me, he couldn't say my name when I was born.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of Caleb, he said K-Cub. And somehow that transformed
Cubby
into
there
Cubby
you
Bear.
Go.
Yeah, so we'll just bring that out from.
Share that with the world. Here's Blanca Bear, or maybe just Blanca on Whip.
So there have been times when I've broken something at work.
Yeah.
Never quite
Do you
to this
when
level.
You broke the button on the board?
Yep, I remember breaking the button on the board. I remember when Matt Selvig came in one time for Hope and Hoops, and there was a little box that we used for prize drawings and such.
Yeah, he broke
and
that.
No, I broke it.
Oh, you broke
because
it?
Because Matt was shooting on the little Tykes hoop, and I don't know if it was when I put the Dikembe Mutombo, who was a great shot blocker in the NBA for years. I don't know if it was because I'd put up a picture of him, but anyway. So I got it in my head that as Matt was shooting around, we were playing, having fun. I was like, get that out of here. And like swatted his shot. And I swatted it with a lot of emphasis right into that box. And I shattered it. So I have broken things before.
Oops.
It happens.
Never have I done anything like this. A Belgian mechanic, an Air Force mechanic, mistakenly shot an F-16, like the jet, an F-16 cannon while carrying out maintenance work.
Wow.
He didn't hit anybody. That's good.
Thank goodness.
But he did hit another fighter jet nearby.
Oh, my goodness.
The plane that was hit exploded, completely destroyed.
Oh,
total
no.
loss. Another plane parked nearby was damaged by the ensuing fire.
Oh, no.
An initial investigation revealed that mechanic accidentally opened fire with a 20-millimeter Gatling machine gun capable of firing 6,000 bullets per minute.
Am I wrong in saying I would think that if you were doing maintenance
Turn the
on
safety
it,
on.
That, well, that it wouldn't be loaded? I wouldn't think you'd store something like that loaded.
But if you need to scramble fighter jets, I don't know a lot about the Air Force, but if you need to scramble fighter jets, I would assume it would be, okay, we need to get this up in the air as soon as possible. But you would hope that there'd be some sort of safeguards so that somebody who's like, cleaning the plane.
What do you say if you're him, though? What do you say? I mean, when you had the incident here, you said, sorry. I mean, what do you say?
I think you got to own it, but.
I worked for a home improvement retailer, and I had a friend who, there were some big sliding glass doors, and he drove a forklift through one of the sliding glass doors. And there was a maximum amount that they could take out of your check if you broke something. He got the maximum amount.
I was going to say, you're not going to want to be like, I'm sorry, I'll work it off, you know, because, you know.
Again,
more than I'm
glass doors or buttons or boxes, fighter jets are just
pretty
a wee
expensive.
Bit more expensive.
Yeah, wow.
Than
pretty expensive. What have you broken? We'd love to hear from you on our listener text line. Leave us a voicemail or send us a text, 715-396-1670. Have you ever broken anything at work? That's what we want to know.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.